Sir, for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Cruz Antonio Cadenas, 240208.
Okay, Mr. Cadenas, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. We've been authorized by our board chair, Dr. Wright, to have a two-panel member in order to hold revocation hearing, sir. You have the Honorable David Neal, sir, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. And also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office is Mr. Grady, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Cadena, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I don't have an attorney.
So you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Cadena, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Sir, in phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You, Mr. Cadena, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about August 31st, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated September 7th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, your next allegation states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 5th, 2017, as verbally directed on August 31st, 2017. Defender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cadena. Based on the admission of Mr. Cadena, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cadena, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Cadena, to get any information you want to present to this board, okay? All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Cadena was released from the DOC on July 19, 2017. He was arrested on September 22nd of 2017 by Avondale PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on September 22nd of 2017. He has a CSED of December 4th, 2017 that reflects 17 absconds. Current conviction, 2017, burglary, third degree, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2009, trafficking in stolen property, 2 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms of DOC, CMIR scores of 2-2, mental health scores of 3, SMI, substance abuse scores of 1. Gang information, he admitted to being a member of the Mountain View Park criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 7 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, January 22nd, 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5V5.
Okay, Mr. Medina, I see that when you were released, you were approved to stay at 716 South 4th Street in Avondale, sir. Whose residence is that, and were you still living there?
It's my grandma's and my aunt's.
Okay, are you still living there at the time you were arrested?
Mm, No. Yeah, I was.
Okay. Sir, were you working during this period of time?
No.
All right. So looking at this program that you had, you were assigned to task for UA screenings and have random drug screening. And it looks like that you, on July 26th, you didn't go, you missed your UA. On August 28th, you missed your UA. And then on August 31st, you were positive for methamphetamine. GCMS confirmed on September 7th, 2017. Says you were sanctioned to a 90-day program at Vive, 2501 West Elm Street. But due to the program being full at the time, deferral on August 31st, defendant was verbally directed to report to WRPO to the parole office on September 5th of 2017. However, you failed to report. That's why the defendant was absconded. So what happened, sir? Did you just relapse, or what was going on, sir?
Yeah, I relapsed. And as I was feeling, pain in my jaw.
What was wrong with your jaw, sir? Why didn't you report to your PO?
Fractured.
Huh?
My jaw fractured.
Your jaw scratcher.
Yeah.
Oh. So why didn't you report to your parole officer when you couldn't get in the 90-day program?
I don't know. I didn't know why. I didn't feel like I just didn't want to.
Okay, so you were in Afghanistan for about 17 days. So what was you doing during that time? And how did you come in contact with the Avondale PD?
I was hanging out at my friend's house. And then I was walking through the park, and they pulled up behind me and parked in the park, and then they arrested me there.
So they just, was there a reason why they pulled up behind you?
No. They noticed that they had a warrant for me.
Uh-huh. How'd they know your name, sir?
Because I guess they arrested me before or something.
All right. So, Mr. Cadena, is there anything else you want to tell the board?
No.
Okay. Mr. Cadena, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Mr. Cadena, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I'm also going to ask you to remain silent while you're on the phone, okay? And then we'll get right back to you when we finish our discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right, it appears Mr. Cadena got out and was doing drugs and got out. He missed his UA. He was scheduled to go to a 90-day rehab program. However, the program was full and he wasn't able to get in. He was directed to report to his parole officer, and he decided not to go to his parole office at that time. Said he was staying with some friends in and out, and that he was using drugs during that period of time. He tested positive on September 7th for methamphetamine. So he has a short period of time left, a little bit over a month left. He will be released on December 4th, 2017. At that time, he won't have any parole or community supervision left on his time. So I think it would be best for Mr. Cadena to go ahead and complete the rest of his time out. When he gets out, he won't have any community supervision and he won't be on parole.
I agree.
Okay, Mr. Cadena, therefore I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cadena, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or accompanied by the use of drugs.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cadena?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board voted to revoke your community supervision. So you will be released on December 4th of 2017. You won't go on any community supervision at that time. So I hope that you would take the time out to put together a plan so that you can get yourself together, maybe get into a drug rehab program, sir, that you can become a productive citizen and not have to have any negative contacts with law enforcement again or come before this board again, sir. Mr. Cadena, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Okay.